ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 26 एंटाइटल्ड वंडरफुल कृष्ण टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। दिस इज द कंक्लूडिंग वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। इट्स अ लॉन्ग वर्स। Try to recite. It's difficult, little bit difficult. We have experts.
Deve varshati yagya viplavarusha vajrashma varsha nilai.
Deve.
सीदत्पालपशुस्त्र्यात्मशरणं दृष्ट्वानुकम्प्युत्स्मयन् उत्पाट्यैककरेण शैलमबलो लीलोच्छिलीन्द्रं यथा उत्पाट्यैककरेण शैलम् बिभ्रद्गोष्ठमपान्महेन्द्रमदभित् प्रियान्न इन्द्रो गवाम्। देवे वर्षति यज्ञविप्लवरुषा वज्राश्मवर्षानिलै। सीदत्पालपशुस्त्रियात्मशरणं दृष्ट्वानुकम्प्युत्स्मयन् उत्पाट्यैककरेण शैलमबलो लीलोच्छिलीन्द्रं यथा बिभ्रद्गोष्ठमपान्महेन्द्रमदभित् प्रियान्न इन्द्रो गवाम्। देवे वर्षति यज्ञ विप्लवरुषा वज्राश्म वर्षानिलै।
वर्षति यज्ञ विप्लवरुषा
सीदत्पालपशुस्त्रियात्मशरणं दृष्ट्वानुकम्प्युत्स्मयन् उत्पाट्यैककरेण शैलमबलो लीलोच्छिलीन्द्रं यथा बिभ्रद्गोष्ठमपान्महेन्द्रमदभित् प्रियान्न इन्द्रो गवाम्।
बिभ्रद्गोष्ठमपान् प्रिया गवा। वर्षति विप्लवरुषा वर्षा वज्रश्म वर्षानलै। दत्पालपशुस्त्रियम् आत्मशरणं दृष्ट्वा अनुकम्पस्मयम् పాతయైకకరణ శైలం అబలోల్ లోచంద్రం యథా. దేవే వర్షది యజ్ఞ విప్లవరుషా వర్జ్రశ్మ స్నానిలై సీదత్ పాల పశు స్త్రియ ఆత్మశరణం దృష్ట్వా అనుకంప ఉత్స్మయన్. ఉత్పయకరేణ శైలం అబలో లీలో చంద్రం యథా. విభ్రద్గోష్టమపాన్ మహేంద్ర మదభేత్ రోగవా. దేవే వర్షది యజ్ఞ విప్లవ వృషా వజ్రశ్మ వర్షానిలై సీదత్పాల పశు స్త్రియం ఆత్మశరణం దృష్టి. ముద్రదోష్టమపాన్మహేంద్ర మాతాజీ
word to word meaning deve when the demigod Indra varshati caused rain yajna of his sacrifice viplava due to the disturbances rusha out of anger vajra with lightning bolts ashma varsha hail anilaye and winds seedat suffering pala the cowherds pashu animals stri and woman atma himself sharanam before their only shelter drushtva seeing anukampi very compassionate by nature ఉత్స్మయం స్మైలింగ్ బ్రాడ్లీ ఉత్పాత్య పికింగ్ అప్ ఏకకారేణ ఇన్ వన్ హ్యాండ్ శైలం ద హిల్ గోవర్ధన్ యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్ సారీ అబల అ స్మాల్ చైల్డ్ లీలా ఇన్ ప్లే ఉచ్చింద్రం మష్రూమ్ యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్ బిబ్రత్ హీ హెల్డ్ గోష్టం ద కహోడ్ కమ్యూనిటీ అబాత్ హీ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ మహేంద్ర ఆఫ్ కింగ్ ఇంద్ర మద ఆఫ్ ఫాల్స్ ప్రైడ్ భీత్ ద డిస్ట్రాయర్ ప్రియాత్ మే హీ బీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ No, with us, Indra, the Lord, Gavam of the cows. Translation and purport by his disciples of his divine grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Indra became angry when his sacrifice was disrupted, and thus he caused rain and hail to fall on Gokul, accompanied by lightning and powerful winds, all of which brought great suffering to the cowherds, animals and women there. When Lord Krishna, who is by nature always compassionate, saw the conditions of those who had only him as their shelter, he smiled broadly and lifted the Govardhan hill with one hand, just as a small child picks up a mushroom to play with it. In this way, he protected the cowherd community. May he, Govinda, the lord of the cows and the destroyer of Indra's false pride, be pleased with us. Parpat. The word Indra means lord or king. Thus, in this verse, Krishna is pointedly called Indrogavam, the lord of the cows. In fact, he is the real Indra, the real ruler of everyone, and the demigods are merely his servants, representing his supreme will. It is apparent from this and from the previous verses in this chapter that Lord Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill made quite an impression on the simple cowherd men of Vrindavan, and they repeatedly remembered this feat. Certainly, anyone who soberly and objectively considers the activities of young Krishna will surrender to him and become his eternal devotee in loving devotional service. That is the rational conclusion one should come to after reading this chapter. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in 10th canto, 26th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Wonderful Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamstra E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Ti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Panchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Tyananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to take the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can make an attempt to speak on this particular verse. So this is the concluding verse of this chapter, Wonderful Krishna. So just in short, we'll try to just go through what has happened so far in this chapter, just to recollect, just like all the Vrajvasis, residents, they were remembering the different pastimes of the Lord. So it's always good that we again revise, that will help us to remember what's actually going on in this particular chapter. So this chapter actually starts with cowherd men approaching Nanda Maharaj and putting forward their doubts before him. So the Govardhan Lila, Krishna has already lifted the Govardhan Hill, and that particular pastime is over. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that because they were so much absorbed in the sweetness of Lord Krishna's beautiful smile, beautiful face, while the Govardhan hill was lifted for 7 days, they were so much absorbed in looking and tasting the nectar of Krishna's beauty, they hardly had an opportunity to think whether Krishna is God. That was their absorption. But as soon as they returned their homes, they had a doubt. Very nicely it is explained that that's the transcendental reciprocation between the Vrajavasis and the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. That they are covered in one sense. Their knowledge or whatever we may call in modern day language, they are covered completely about the super excellence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as soon as they went home, they had a doubt. But now, this doubt which they have is not because of lack of faith. What a conditioned soul like us has doubts, it's because of lack of faith. Doubt means it's something we are lacking in faith. We don't have faith in something. Therefore, we have doubt. But this faith, this doubt is not because of lack of faith, but Srila Rupa Goswami says that is one of the ecstatic symptoms. Having a doubt that Krishna is really, whether he is Supreme Person of Godhead. So, because they had a doubt, how could this small boy can do such wonderful feats? And they are recollecting all the pastimes, right from killing of Putana, then killing of Trunavat, swallowing the forest fire, subduing Kaleya, all these beautiful pastimes which took place, they were remembering. So this is one of the most important lessons which we learn in the first section, that they were constantly absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, Krishna's pastimes, remembrance. So this is one of the highlight of this particular chapter, that continuously remembering the Lord gives rise to more and more, developing more and more love for the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that even an ignorant person, if he starts remembering the Lord's pastimes, even he can cross over the cycle of birth and death, and he can attain that love of God, which is the ultimate goal of life. That's the power of remembrance, which has been exhibited by the Vrajavasis. And then they are astonished because of such miraculous acts, wonderful acts which Krishna performed, and having the doubt, they approach Nanda Maharaj. They had such faith in Nanda Maharaj that they knew that they will get answers to all their questions. In the previous section, in the 13th chapter, it is said that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, they are the leaders, and all the Vrajavasis follow them in whatever activities they do to please Krishna. So they had so much faith in Nanda Maharaj, so they all gathered together and they approached Nanda Maharaj to know actually what's happening. And they knew that when they will approach Nanda Maharaj, all their doubts will be cleared. And then here in the section where Nanda Maharaj, he beautifully explains what he had heard from Gargamuni. He starts answering the question by saying, "O cowherd men, just hear my words and let all your doubts concerning my son be gone. Some time ago, Gargamuni spoke to me as follows about the boy." So the whole Bhagavatam, the purpose of Bhagavatam is to hear. Nityam Bhagavata Seva, Prabhupada used to say, not just 7 days or some small period of time, but Nityam Bhagavata Seva. So here, the Nanda Maharaj is saying that all your doubts will be cleared, and when I will tell you what I have heard from Gargamuni. He was a family priest of their family, guru. And therefore, that's the process of hearing. And then he explains about the different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the different names, how Krishna has been named by different qualities, and then why the Lord descends. He gives various, there are 8 verses which are again repeated from the 8th chapter of 10th canto. They are again here in this chapter. And then comes, which is another important section of this particular whole chapter, where Sukadeva Goswami is now telling that when all the Vrajvasis, the cowherd men, heard from Nanda Maharaj, 3 things happened. Most important, effects of hearing, transcendental effects of hearing Krishna Katha. Having heard Nanda Maharaj relate the statements of Garga Muni, the residents of Vrindavan became enlivened. One gets enlightened, one gets enlivened by hearing Krishna Katha. When one gets enlightened, when one gets knowledge, there is no confusion, there is no perplexity. Their perplexity was gone and they worship Nanda and Lord Krishna with great respect. Why there is obstacle we face in worshipping Krishna? Because of confusion, because of doubt which is arising because of lack of faith. So continuously hearing about the Lord will clear all the doubts which we have. Therefore, one of the names of Krishna is, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna approaches Krishna as Madhusudan. Madhu is a demon, and it is said that Madhu is, the demon represents doubt. And who can destroy that doubt? Only Krishna can destroy that doubt, which we have. So that's the power of Krishna Katha. Therefore his name is Madhusudan. The more we hear about the Lord, the doubts are cleared. The confusion is because of the continuous association with the material energy, there is so much of confusion. The mind is disturbed. So continuously hearing about the Lord will help us to come out of that perplexity, and that will lead to worshipping the Lord with great respect. And then the today's verse comes, which is the concluding verse, where Sukadeva Goswami says that the Lord broadly smiled and lifted the Govardhan hill. In this way he protected the cowherd men. Maybe Govinda, the Lord of the cows, the destroyer, be pleased with us. In this way it is the concluding verse. So I thought all the leelas have been beautifully narrated and described by various devotees. I thought that we will just discuss in short why Krishna's pastimes are wonderful. Some points I thought maybe it is relevant to all of you. There's a small attempt to analyze or understand why Krishna the pastimes are wonderful. If we understand, there are various characteristics of the pastimes of the Lord, which can be enumerated from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a various points which are there. And if we try to understand these characteristics of the Lord, Lord's pastimes, then it will help us to appreciate those pastimes. Otherwise, a person whose faith is very fickle, or we say just he doesn't have that much faith, the whole 10th canto, where he may consider, is just like something very, what they called, mythological or something imaginary. Krishna lifting hill, swallowing forest fire. So, one may think it's just something very mythological or something kalpanic, imagination. But even in outside world, if you see, the whole entertainment industry is running on this principle. If you see, the people are, boys or maybe children, they are attracted to Superman, Spider-Man, and they do such miraculous acts, and they are all, it's artificial, it's not something real. I used to see, I had seen some of those movies, like Superman was my favorite, Christopher Reeves. I'm sorry to say, I should not say all these things here, but I had seen is that part 1, part 2 and part 3. At that time, I never knew how Krishna is actually the Superman.
Super superman. Man means Purush. And he is actually super Purush, we can say. And he does such miraculous acts in that particular movie. It's just an exhibition of Krishna's fragmental energy that a living entity can do such things. Lifting a big mountain or pushing a huge train or something like that. So for Krishna, it's just an ordinary thing. So much money is spent in doing then conceptualizing and then bringing out that movie. But Krishna doesn't, just a small thing, he just lifts the Govardhan Hill. So one of the characteristics of the pastimes of the Lord and why Krishna is called wonderful and his pastimes are wonderful is, first thing is, they are beyond our imagination and our estimation. All the pastimes of the Lord, they are beyond our imagination. Material logic, if we apply material logic, we cannot understand that. It's next to impossible to understand Krishna by our material logic or by our material intelligence. And therefore, the more one is intelligent or more one is qualified, it becomes very difficult to understand the basic concepts of life. Therefore, the whole concept of reincarnation, for example, or existence of soul in the body is very difficult to digest. And to understand, it's a very common sense that we can understand these things. But the more one is associated with the material energy, what happens? The intelligence gets covered. And the same intelligence, when we come in devotional service, we try to apply to understand Krishna. But these things all operate on a different principles. Krishna's Leela operate on a different principle. Achinta Shakti, inconceivable nature of the Lord and his pastimes. So first principle is that we accept it is achintya. It is inconceivable. And therefore even Brahma, when he offers beautiful prayers to the Supreme Lord after he gets bewildered, where he says very nicely in the 14th chapter Brahma's prayers, he says, O Supreme Great One, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, Master of all mystic power, your pastimes are taking place simultaneously in these worlds. But who can estimate where, how and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing your pastimes? When, how, where, how you are applying, nobody can understand. No one can understand the mystery of these activities. And there in purport, Srila Prabhupada, he translates, he says that about the multiple identity of Krishna. What is the multiple identity? Here it is said, the word used is Bhuman. Although the Lord is Bhuman, the Supreme Great One. He is the Supreme Great One, but he is Bhagavan. And simultaneously he is Paramatma also. So Krishna has a multiple identity. Simultaneously he is a Supreme Lord, he is a Supreme Great, and simultaneously he is the Paramatma, the Super Soul. And all the pastimes of the Lord are, the whole purpose of the pastimes of the Lord is to show the greatness, to show his greatness and opulences. The whole pastimes are performed to show the opulences, show his opulences and greatness, so that the conditioned soul get attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, all the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, they are beyond our imagination and beyond our estimation. No one can understand or estimate how the pastimes are taking place. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, very nicely it is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was instructing Sanatan Goswami. He says that these pastimes of the Lord are taking place in different universe. It's not that Putna is killed, that Leela is over. Simultaneously that Leela starts in the another universe. Even now, somewhere Krishna Leela is going on, somewhere Ram Leela is going on. Somewhere Krishna is taking birth, somewhere Krishna is killing his different demons. or the name giving ceremony is going on. So different pastimes are continuously taking place. And therefore, when we hear such things, it's like creating doubts in us. When we hear, how is it possible? Because our human brain cannot understand. We cannot think beyond our capacity. We know only about of this particular planet. We don't know about the universe also. We don't have knowledge about the whole universe also. What to say about the whole planet also? What to say, we don't have knowledge of our whole country also. There are so many places on the planet that man has not visited. Man has not gone also there. So what can we say about the Supreme Lord and his performance of activities or pastimes in different universes? And therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one of the commentary, he says, why can't we appreciate all these things when we hear? He says, because we have limited senses. This is a basic philosophy, but we keep on forgetting. At least I can say for myself. So because of our limited senses, we cannot appreciate it. And immediately he gives the solution for it. The only solution, we accept the verdict of the Vedic scriptures. That is the only way we can understand the Supreme Lord. And therefore, the whole Vedic scriptures are mercy of the Supreme Lord. And particularly Bhagavatam is the special mercy of the Supreme Lord. Vyasadeva specially compiled this for the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga, so that they can understand who is Krishna. And this particularly 10th canto, which is exhibition of the magnificent acts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as one hears, one will get attracted to the Lord. Whether one has faith or not, Krishna's pastimes are so sweet that they attract every type of person. Even the person who doesn't believe, they talk about Krishna. So why do you talk, simply if you understand by logic, why do you talk about a person whom you don't believe? But so much is talked about Krishna. So much is talked about the Supreme Lord and his pastimes. One day, a devotee was telling that he met one person and he said, your God is black. He said, aapke bhagwan to kale hai. So he said, he was from a different sect. And he said in jokingly, not to hurt his feelings, we appreciate everyone's way of following any religion. But he said, yeah, our black, God is black, but you are God, you cannot see also. So, that's the understanding. So, why people keep on discussing? Because that's the nature of Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. It will attract all kinds of people. Just like in a temple, varieties of people will come. There are varieties of people on different levels of consciousness and they come with different purposes. And according to their purpose, Krishna is like a desire tree, wish fulfilling tree. He will fulfill the desires. If you come with a material desire, you will fulfill material desires. If you come with a spiritual desire, that's what the Bhagavatam 10th canto is teaching all these residents of Vrindavan, what desires one should have. So therefore, understanding all these intricacies of Krishna's pastimes is really beyond our scope of our limited brain. And we have to just accept the scriptures and start appreciating. And as we start appreciating the Lord and his pastimes, that faith develops. That's the power of the Krishna's holy name, Krishna's pastimes. Only thing one has to do is to hear about the Lord on a regular basis. And we see from the example of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, so much faith he had in his spiritual master, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that actually created a whole revolution. The entire ISKCON society has come up because of faith of Srila Prabhupada in the holy name. What did Prabhupada do in Tompkins Square Park? He didn't give any philosophical discourses. He just chanted the holy name of the Lord. Because he had faith in the holy name. Therefore he sings in the bhajan that I don't have any qualification, I don't have any knowledge about you. And the people in this world, they are in Rajogun. Nobody is interested in Vasudeva Katha. Who will understand? But he says, only thing I have, that I have complete faith in the holy name. That's the qualification of Srila Prabhupada. And that's the quality of a Vrajavasi. Prabhupada is an eternal resident of Vrindavan. And similarly, in this instance also, we see the eternal residents of Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis, they had so much faith on the Supreme Lord that in the pastime of swallowing the forest fire, Krishna told, just close your eyes. So much faith the boys had. They completely closed their eyes. Yeah, Krishna will save us. And as they opened, they were back to the forest where they were performing the pastimes. The forest fire was gone, no doubt, but they were back to the forest where they are performing the pastime. Therefore, one of the name of Krishna is Yogeshwar, his supreme mystic. Therefore, all these things are mystical, definitely. In one point of you see, if all the pastimes of Krishna are mystical, because he is Yogeshwar. We accept any magician, we pay for it, for that show, and we accept that person, he performs magic. But when it comes to Krishna, we think, no, this is not possible. An ordinary person can remove some ashes from his pocket or from his hand, then why can't Krishna can do? Simple, it's very simple to understand. And therefore, accepting these pastimes or hearing them from on a regular basis from a bona fide devotees of the Lord will help us to come out of the doubts and really appreciate the pastimes. And therefore, this is the one of the characteristics why this chapter is said, wonderful Krishna. Another point, why Krishna is called wonderful or his pastimes are wonderful, because they are instructive. They give us so many lessons. They teach so many lessons on a practical level, how we can practice devotional service. The residents of Vrindavan, they were not just meditating, sitting idle and just meditating on Krishna whole day. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that the residents of Vrindavan, they were hard working people. Whole day they were working hard, churning butter, doing their ordinary daily course, and that was just for giving pleasure to the Lord. So therefore, spiritual life is not just something people think that, oh, you have taken to spiritual life, you don't want to do anything, that's why you have taken to spiritual life. Spiritual life, it doesn't mean that you just sit back and just keep on meditating. Vrajavasis showed that meditation was going on continuously. They were hearing always and chanting the names of Lord. They were continuously remembering the pastimes of the Lord, but at the same time they were performing their duties. That is what it is said, the culture of bhakti was. Continuously they were remembering, simultaneously they were performing their duties. And because they were continuously remembering the Supreme Lord's pastimes, they never felt the tribulations of this particular material world. Every day demon was coming, every day there were so many problems, but they were continuously absorbed in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. That's the glory of Krishna's pastimes. Material world is designed in such a way that there will be problems, obstacles, difficulties. But if we keep ourselves sufficiently absorbed in hearing and remembering the Lord's pastimes, we get the necessary strength to face those obstacles, to overcome those obstacles, to come out of confusions, perplexity. So only solution is that we keep on hearing the Supreme Lord's holy name and his pastimes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is the another characteristic of Krishna's pastimes, that they are very instructive. And similarly, if we compare the pastimes of the pure devotees of the Lord also. Every act of Krishna is instructive, and similarly, every act a pure devotee does is also instructive. We can see the life of Srila Prabhupada. Every act, what he did, is instruction, full of instructions. So many books Prabhupada has left long back, nearly four decades. But still the books are coming about his pastimes. Krishna is unlimited, his pastimes are unlimited, and the pastimes of his pure devotees are unlimited. And all the disciples who are writing those books, wonderfully and very nicely they are presenting how every activity what Prabhupada did was full of instructions. And the whole purpose of Krishna's descent is to instruct the conditioned souls to surrender unto him and serve him in loving devotional service. And therefore, his pure devotees also, they also come and instruct the same lesson, that surrender to the Supreme Lord is the topmost and loving him is the goal of human form of life. So to conclude, here in the purport, there are so many characteristics we can be discussed, but these are the some of the very important characteristics which we discuss, that is beyond imagination and estimation, and they are very instructive. They are superhuman, and this particular whole section is to prove the Godhead of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole chapter, it wants to focus that how Krishna is God. How is the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the purport, it is explained, that the whole pastime of Govardhan Hill, lifting of Govardhan Hill, made a such deep impression on the simple cowherd men of Vrindavan that they repeatedly remembered. That is the effect of hearing. Continuously hearing will lead to remembrance. And now the most important sentences in this purport. Certainly, anyone who soberly and objectively considers the activities of young Krishna will surrender to him and become his eternal devotee in loving devotional service. That is the rational conclusion one should come to after reading this chapter. So even if we just give a thought to these pastimes, that's the power of Krishna Katha. That will help us to surrender to him, and that will lead to loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And therefore this chapter is entitled Wonderful Krishna, because all the pastimes of the Lord are beyond our imagination, estimation. They are superhuman, superhuman acts. Every act, every pastime has so many fascinating details. I went through many different pastimes just reading, and I came to know there are so many details. Sukhdeva Goswami is spending verse after verse so much time to explain every detail of the Leela. And actually if you read those all the pastimes, every Leela is, killing of the demon is a secondary act. It takes place just, you can say, in maybe one verse, two verse, or maybe few verses. But the whole entire section, if you understand, it's only about how Krishna reciprocated with the Vrajavasis before the Leela, how he reciprocated during the Leela, and how he reciprocated after the Leela. It's all about relationships between the Lord and his pure devotees. And killing of the demon is just a secondary act. And he instructs so many, he gives so many lessons along with that also. But the most important part of all this Leela is the reciprocation of the Lord with his devotees. And we see here the relationship of the Vrajavasis with the Supreme Lord and the father of the Supreme Lord, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. They had so much faith in Nanda Maharaj that as soon as the doubt arises, they thought the best person, the most intelligent person is the Nanda Maharaj. And therefore, who is intelligent? To conclude, I will just quote one verse from the 11th canto where Krishna himself is telling who is intelligent. In 11th canto, Krishna instructs Uddhav. He says, my dear Uddhav, an intelligent person should never take to literatures that do not contain descriptions of my activities, which purify the whole universe. Indeed, I create, maintain and annihilate the entire cosmic manifestation. Among all my pastime incarnations, the most beloved are Krishna and Balaram. Any so-called knowledge that does not recognize these activities of mine is simply barren and is not acceptable to those who are not intelligent. So actually one who is considered intelligent, who just, here it is said, anyone who soberly and objectively considers the pastimes of young Krishna, the next thing will be, he will surrender to the Supreme Lord. And that is how, by surrendering, he will gradually develop the love of God, which is the aim of the, which is the natural function of the soul, to love God and his devotees.
So in this way, this particular section ends this chapter, Wonderful Krishna, because Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is a youthful boy. He never goes. One of the characteristics of, I just came to my mind, they are all interesting. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that Krishna, though he goes through different phases of life, he is a small child, he grows, but as soon as he reaches 16, that's the end. He doesn't go beyond 16. Dehi nosmi netha dehe kaumaram evanam jara. That is for us. Krishna doesn't go beyond 16. And Krishna is eternally youth and his mentality is playful. That's God. Therefore, the famous pastime that one person came to India to find out who is supreme. Went to different temples in India. And he saw every other temple, the personality who has been worshipped in that temple was doing some work. And he was convinced, how can he, this cannot be supreme. And he went to Vrindavan and he saw Krishna just playing. So he was convinced, now this is God. God means he doesn't have to do anything. He just plays and everything, just by playing his flute, everything goes on. He doesn't have to find what's going in this universe. Krishna is not under stress or tension, or what's happening in that universe, what's happening there. Simultaneously everything is going on by Krishna's inconceivable energy. Doesn't have to work. Therefore, this chapter is entitled Wonderful Krishna. Because Krishna is always youthful and his mentality is playful. Always plays his flute. And therefore, this is the most important or the most attractive form of the Lord, Shyam Sundar form. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks this question to while conversing with I forgot the name in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he was instructing to Rupa Goswami, he asked which is the most attractive form of the Lord. And the answer is given is the Shyam Sundar form of the Lord is the topmost, the threefold bending form of the Lord, holding a flute, having peacock feather. That is the topmost, that is the most attractive form of the Lord. And therefore he is called as wonderful. Anyone who sees the beautiful form of the Lord, he has to get attracted and he has to fall in love with the Lord. That's the understanding which is given in this particular chapter, Wonderful Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat ki jai. Hare Krishna.